Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch up, Matt's Lady Gaga cover for Subi.
What's the weird thing you'd be world champion at?
Andrew Gaff talks AFLX.
And the very busy Julia Morris on another new show.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, June Dulup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Hits from your hood, Subiaco, a suburb that's been through ups and downs of late. And of course, with Oscars on Monday, we all think that Lady Gaga is going to win the Oscar for Shallow.
Yeah.
I was inspired. Subi, here we go.
Tell me something, girl. When last did you walk down Rockaby Road? Old market sold. Phone the council, find out what's going on. I'm still on hold. We had such good shops, but now it seems they can't pay the rent. Should we just give up and hit Westfield again?
Listen to me, boy. If you talk stupid, you won't get in Perth, Mont Subi has it all. Hit good life gym and you can work on your core at the arts center. So many great places for pre-show drinks near the Regal Theater. Don't park your car too long unless you have paid.
They got rid of the Oval. We got no more football. What does Subiaco do now? With no witch's cauldron doing garlic prawn. It's not Subiaco now.
In Subiaco. With houses that are neat,
but my hemorrhoids hate the speed humps on Hay Street.
Ah.
Ah.
On Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast with Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, guys, we're putting it out there this morning. We want to know what weird thing you could be the world champion of.
Oh,
right.
Opening the phones on this one?
I think we will, yes, because the French Fencing Federation have decided to make lightsaber dueling a registered sport.
Nice.
So someone out there could well soon be the world champion lightsaber jeweler.
Where do you get a lightsaber these days? Is that just something you pick up at JB Hi-Fi?
Yeah, or Red
is that
Spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I think I could be world champion at clearing dog poo.
Oh, you're getting good at it.
I'm doing that really
well at
the moment.
You've been in a pretty heavy training schedule for that one lately.
I certainly have. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny what skills you think that you might be super good at that are a bit, you know, this is blowing it out of proportion, but I think I could be world champion at picking the perfect avocado.
Oh,
yes.
It is just know when they're spot on.
It is just such a skill. I can. It's like they talk to me. I pick them up and I just give them, I hold them a bit and I'm like, you're the one.
Really?
Yeah, I just know every time.
Pleasant.
Every time.
At least you've got something that's of use. I've been told that I could probably scratch for an Olympic level, right? I am the itchiest person in the world.
Are you?
I can't sit still. I'm always itching, scratching something. And Laurie says you could do that for Australia at the Olympics and probably win gold.
Well, in 2024.
I want to go to Tokyo, 2020.
Yeah, but the French are serious. They're saying that there's a real public health issue with teenagers, you know, sitting there playing their consoles. They're saying that only their thumbs are getting exercise, which is a little unfair. I remember as a teenager, my whole hand was pretty fit. But match fit, very much so.
Match fit.
So, you know, give us a call, 133353. What weird thing could you be world champion of?
Probably a good thing that you've taken that one out of the equation too, because we might have gotten that answer a few times.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're going to get no calls now.
No, well, you can win the caller of the day prize too, which is tickets to Boyzone's farewell tour at HBF Stadium on March 30, and tickets are through Ticketmaster, presented by Mix 94.5.
Yeah, Ronan and the boys coming on the Thank You Goodnight tour. There's a few of those going on at the moment with Elton and Kiss saying it's the last time.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, the Guinness Book of Records was like the tallest person, the shortest person, the oldest person, the youngest person. You know, there were very few categories.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can be world champion at anything. You can be a record holder at just about anything.
Absolutely.
And now you can, the French Fencing Federation have introduced lightsaber dueling as an official sport.
So
we'll soon
good.
Have a world champion.
Oh, could you imagine Ben Kenobi? He'd be having a crack, wouldn't he?
He certainly Obi-Wan. Would.
We want to know what weird thing you would be world champion at. Emma's in Secret Harbour. Emma, what are you going to take over the world with?
I'm going to be the champion person to put my tongue on my chin, like touch my chin with my tongue.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's weird.
So long tongue or short chin?
Long tongue.
I was going to say, God. No chin.
Emma, so many questions, so few that can go to air. When did you discover you had this talent?
Well, I think I worked out when I could curl my tongue and then touch my nose with my tongue. I thought, why not go the other way and touch my chin with my
Absolutely.
Tongue?
Absolutely. Things you do in your spare time. And when did you join Paul Stanley and Kiss? Was that in the 70s?
Oh, no, not that long ago. Only like the 90s, maybe, 2000s, not that old.
There's Emma, also known as Gene Simmons.
Yeah, good on you, Emma. I'm also jealous because I've never had a party trick.
You know, I've got one of those joined tongues.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually can't poke my tongue out very
really?
Far. No.
I can't go very far.
No, no. Sorry, it's a bit painful. Let's move on.
Oh, we'll take photos. We'll have a tongue off later.
We'll go to Joondalup. Cody, what are you going to be world champion at?
Okay, so I guess it's not really weird, but I can basically, like, clean a 5-bedroom home in, like, under an hour and a half.
Wow.
Oh, Cody.
Cody!
You're a great Australian.
I've mastered it.
Far out. What's your trick, Cody, just being organised?
Just knowing where things go, I guess, makes it a bit easier. You're not having to, like, guess where everything goes, and it's like, oh, well, that doesn't fit there, so I've got to put it somewhere else. You can kind of just do it, get it done. All over and done with, and I mean, that's like including cleaning like the bedrooms, making beds, putting clothes away, all
bathrooms?
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
Bathrooms, mirrors,
and where do you start, Cody? What's, you know, like often I'll vacuum and then go, oh no, I shouldn't have done that because I've got to do the bench top and I'm going to get crumbs on the floor again.
Got to have it planned out.
So it's always start off in the bedrooms. The bedroom's always more time consuming. So like make beds, put stuff away.
Yep.
And then, you go in, like, your bathroom, clean all your windows and stuff, or your, like, glass areas, and then pretty much just head to the floors if you've got carpet. Vacuum,
see, this is why she's world champion.
Yeah.
Listen to that plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Cody Kondo.
Good on you, Cody.
Take that, Better Homes and Gardens.
Take that,
you what.
Marie Kondo.
Let's go to Hazelmere. Colin, what weird thing are you going to be world champion of?
Oh, I think it's like a superpower, really. I'm the world champion, and not being able to get through on competition line where there's tickets or anything on offer.
You can't win anything.
Not being able to get through to the competition line.
Yeah. I've rung up this morning. There's nothing on offer. Straight through. Fantastic. And so it just proves how good I am at the other ones.
And Colin, for how many years have you not been achieving this?
I'm 48 now.
Colin, that's a long time. So you're saying you're a professional loser, Cole?
Hey, that's not bad.
Does that mean that if you were to win a competition that you would, your world championship, you've just lost it? You've lost the title belt?
I don't have the title. I don't wish to remain champion.
That's right, yeah.
Well, my lifelong dream to be undefeated champion is not winning.
Oh, can we destroy Colin's dreams here and give him Caller of the Day prize?
I think we need to.
We need an opportunity to ruin someone's dreams, Colin, and you're it.
Hey!
You've just won tickets to Boyzone's Farewell Tour at HBF Stadium on March 30.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great career, Colin.
It was, while it lasted 48 years, and we can never say lose it around you again, Cole. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
He is back. He is hot and he's ready to go. He hasn't played footy for a long time. His name is Andrew Gaff and he's our man on Mix 94.5.
Certainly
and
is.
Big Breakfast for 2019 once again from the West Coast Eagles and playing AFLX tonight. Gaffy, g'day Andrew Gaff. How are you, mate?
G'day guys, going well. Good to chat again. It's been a while, but excited to get back into it tonight.
Yeah, good to have you back, Gaffy. Now, I must say, what is AFLX? Because you've got big seasons ahead, so you need to look after your bodies. Are the rules different? Is this game even real?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's we're trying to, at the AFL, trying to grow the game and expand it into different countries eventually. And the AFL think it's a product that can hopefully go forward, and it's up to us guys that are playing tonight to showcase our skills and hopefully get it going in the world map. It's a quicker game. It suits me perfectly. Not much tackling at all, which is great.
That's good pre-season, yeah.
Yep. And obviously guys like Fifey and Tommy Hawkins is on our team who are the bigger guys, can run, take big marks, which I'm sure all the fans and all the kids especially love, and hopefully it can be a great spectacle for everyone tonight, and it's great that the better players are playing it tonight, and I think that's what we need for the format to go forward.
Gaffy, good to hear your voice, buddy, and I know that rather than the tossing of the coin, which is the traditional way to pick sides, you're going to the time-honoured rock, paper, scissors format. What will you be advising your captain, Paddy Dangerfield, to pull up, rock, paper or scissors?
I think rock always wins, doesn't
it? Go the rock.
Yeah.
It's only best of one, though. I would have liked a best of three.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, they'll probably go longer than the game.
Yeah, more accurate reflection of, I guess, someone's dominance, and hopefully Dangerfield, who's my captain, can... Yep. Put the boys off to a good start.
Oh, yeah, we're all looking forward to that sort of, you know, crossing to the commentator with the captain. Hey, Paddy, why did you go with rock?
We thought the wind was blowing. Paper was a bit
tense. A bit tense out there.
Yeah, a little bit thin. Hey, Gaffy, you've got some questions that people have asked me about this, and I go, I don't know. So question one is, will you get nervous before playing AFLX? You know, it's not quite premiership points.
Yeah, a little bit. I think every time you start a new year, I guess you're nervous. You want to keep up to the level that you played last year, whoever you are, and you want to see if you're fit enough for it all. And I guess with this game, it's a bit of the unknown. It's going to be quick. You've got a few guys on the bench, which would be nice to help us out. But you just want to get through whilst putting on a good show for everyone. I think what every club is doing at the moment is playing a lot of AFLX as a good way to get match fit in the pre-season. I know we do it. We've done it pretty much every session from late December to through to now, and without many guys on the bench, so it's really pushing us to our limits and getting us towards our match fitness ready for round one.
Yeah, and the other question people are asking, you say no comment if you want to. They want to know, do you guys get paid? And if you do, for playing these games, who pays it, the clubs or the AFL?
A little bit. Yeah, we get a little bit, but I think it's the AFL. Yeah, I think the marquee guys, the captains, probably get a little bit more, but they're marketing the game probably a little bit more than the rest of us guys playing at the moment. So it's more than that. I find it's a really good break at this time of year. I think for most guys, February sort of gets a little bit stale. You're training your hardest because you're getting close to the games, but it's still pretty hot, especially in Perth for us, and it's a good chance to get away for a few days, be around some different guys and get to learn off the best. I think it's a good thing.
Gaffy, how are you feeling for the upcoming full season? Has the premiership win settled for the boys now, the Eagles?
Yeah, it's settled. We're moving on. As much as the season's come around, probably a little bit too quick for... obviously, it's amazing how quickly these things... New season comes around once you have success. But no, I've noticed all the boys are really focused, ready for the start of this year. It's going to be a tough start of the year. I know Brisbane have been training really hard and have been playing quite a few games already, so they're up and about, and especially over there, it's going to be tough in the Brisbane humidity. And I think we know how close the competition is each year, and we're going to have to improve quite a lot to keep our level this year.
Good on you, Gaffy. Good to see you back, mate, and good to have you back on our team in 2019.
Thanks, guys. It'll be good to chat.
There he is, Andrew Gaff in Melbourne, of course, for the AFLX. AFLX kicks off tonight. The game starts from 4 p.m. on Fox and Channel 7.
So just to be clear, AFLX, it is a game. It's not an adult website.
We should have asked him that.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Look, she's in greater demand than the Kardashians at the moment. In TV terms, her diary is more full than Rove's 15 years ago.
Yeah, who's her agent? I need to find out.
Absolutely. Fresh, of course, from the celebrity jungle. And now she's got a new show which kicks off Sunday night at 7:30 on 10. It's called The Sunday Night Takeaway. Julia Morris.
Yippee.
Julia, Sunday Night Takeaway. The promos invite us to wear dressing gowns, so I'm already keen. What can we expect from this show?
A dressing gown or a tracksuit. That is all that's required. You get to sit in your own private home with your family. You get to laugh. You get to cry. You get to celebrate everyday Australians while watching the sort of old school variety television that made us fall in love with television in the first place.
So, Julia, do you two feel like you've recovered from the jungle yet? Because it's pretty full on.
It is pretty full on. Do you know what? We've had a day off, so we're feeling so tickety-boo.
Yep.
And I think sometimes when you are, you know, very much in the high-octane part of your life, that as long as you stay there, you're fine. I think the more time you have off, the harder it is to lift again. So yeah, having these shows back-to-back, in actual fact, it's been a real treat.
Now, Julie, a little bit of contention around who's hosting this show, because, of course, it's yourself and Dr. Chris Brown, but I believe it's Little Chris? Is it Little Chris? And how come your name didn't come first?
How come my name? Because I'm alphabetical order.
Oh.
And also, do you know what? Even my daughter said the other day, Mum, Chris and Julia sounds right. Julia and Chris doesn't actually sound right. And I'm like, absolutely, because my girls are all about why isn't the girl first. The girl's name should be first. And I'm like, do you know what? Doesn't sound as good.
Yeah, I've been trying to push for this show to be changed to Matt, Clarzy and Kimber, but no one's buying it at the moment.
I'm good with that.
I love all three of you equally, to be fair. So maybe they just threw the names up in the air and whichever one landed first.
I think that's probably what it was. Yeah.
Hey, Julia, you and Dr. Chris are going to be doing challenges. Is this going to be a bit of payback from the jungle? Are you going to be eating sort of, you know, llama's testicles?
I am scared. To be honest with you, there is a very big segment that's hosted by Bo Ryan at the end of the show, which is called Chris versus Julia, and they have not told us anything to do with it. I mean, they are taking a chance because I can turn on a dime. I think Bo has dreamt up all sorts of paybacks for us, and so we're looking forward to it. I sort of, over the years, have accidentally told the production company what I'm scared of, and one of those things is I'm not that great on height. I'm a bit tricky with animals. I don't know what's going to go on, but I have a feeling any celebrity that we have put through their paces over the last few years is going to be like sucked in. You guys are getting yours back.
Hey, Julia, let's talk about Dr. Brown and how far he's come. A lot of people said, he's just Chesty Bond. He's a vet. He'll just be the straight guy, and now he does awkward face brilliantly in the comic timing as well.
He is everything and more. And I always knew he had it in him because he's a very, very funny guy. And when we very first presented together, it was for the Logies. And I think I'm going back about 5 or 6 years. Yeah. And I had written the sketch for us. And when I got to meet him for the first time, I was sort of saying, okay, well, in this sketch, I think we'll do this and this.
he was already on it then.
Mm.
And he's got a fabulous sense of humour. I think just in when you're in grown-up vet world and you're a doctor, there's not actually the opportunity to be the fun guy very often because people want a serious answer as to why their pet is sick.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Julia, all the best with the show. Good to catch up and keep that adrenaline flowing, girl.
Love you guys, and I can't wait to pop over at some point soon. You know that WA remained in my heart, right in the centre of the warmest ventricle.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
You know, guys, I wasn't feeling well yesterday. I had the day off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Invariably, you get up and I ended up watching a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Get Smart. The scene in Get Smart with Steve Carell is hanging from the aeroplane by just a rope, and he goes next to a car and there's a woman who's on her phone, talking on a phone to a friend, and the kid's in the back going, "Mum, Mum, Mum." And the mum goes, "Cameron, Cameron, Cameron. See how annoying that is?" All she needed to do was look up. She would have seen Steve Carell.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
Distracted driving, not safe, especially if you've got the kids in the car.
Even when Steve Carell's hanging around.
112% increase in the last 5 years in inattention-related crashes.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Look up.
Look up.
Yep. Thanks to the RAC for getting involved and being part of our show.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah!
Woo-woo! So good to be back. She's a really good newsreader, but here's what you can miss. What a bunch of idiots.
Now, my friends, since ancient times, ancient Greek times, we've had the Olympic Games.
Yes.
And, you know, certainly for you and I, Claire, as kids, watching grainy pictures of, what, Montreal, I think is the first one I can remember.
Yeah, Munich even.
Yeah, yeah. It was track and field and swimming.
Yep,
that's what the Olympics was.
Yes, yeah. that's all you had,
that's
really.
That's all you had, and occasionally we'd win a gold. You'd watch hockey once every 4 years.
Every now and then you'd see a bit of Rick Charlesworth running around for Australia.
That's right. Well, they want to get young people more interested in the Olympics, right?
Oh, okay.
Yep. So they're looking at some new sorts of sports, and they're talking for Paris 2024, things like climbing. Surfing,
climbing,
skateboarding.
Oh, I guess like rock climbing rock type climbing. Stuff.
No, so, climbing on a roof to do the gutters.
Yeah. So these are all on the wish list for potential sports for Paris 2024.
Right, okay.
As is breakdancing.
Hey!
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah. Would you?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm spinning on my head as we speak. Ouch.
The French love a bit of breakdancing.
Okay. I mean, if we can watch gymnastics and watch someone get around the room with a ribbon,
yes,
we can. Breakdancing is the greatest thing I think we could ever possibly put in the Olympics.
I guess so. I mean, I get because of course it would include the battle, inverted commas.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, I guess rather than Poland versus the Ukraine, it would be Bloods v the Crips.
Yeah.
But this is what they're hoping for 2024. Sports that missed out and who are disappointed that they're not being considered,
right,
are karate.
Okay.
And squash.
And squash,
poor
really?
Poor old squash. What do middle-aged men do now?
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
Well, they still go and play squash.
Do they?
Yeah, and sweat it
my
out.
My old man loved a bit of squash.
Yeah, mine too.
Everyone's dad played squash.
Do you ever play your dad against your dad in a game of squash?
Yeah.
Slaughtered me. I didn't know what I was doing.
And getting hit by that ball in the back of the head.
They used to do that deliberately,
oh
old man.
Oh, God.
You know what's really hip about this, though?
What?
Is that I didn't realise breakdancers, they call themselves breakers.
Oh, did you not know that?
Is this
breakers.
Still called, is it still called breakdancing? Because I thought they called it hip-hop now.
Yeah, breakdancing. Dancing, breaking, and breakers are the correct terms. But actually, what freaked me out the most about this story is that I looked at the words 2024 Paris Olympics and instantly imagined space suits and Jetsons flying cars. Mm. Why does 2024 look so futuristic? Don't you reckon that looks like
it does
time
look bizarre,
ahead from where we are right now?
Yes, imagine it. 2024. What could happen?
Hey, 2020 is going to be pretty amazing in Japan.
It is.
Think about it.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Look, I'd watch it.
I'd do it.
Get the young people involved.
Yeah.
A bit of breakdancing.
Yeah, get us involved. Come on. Show me what you got, Maddie.
Please say there'll be someone on the side with a ghetto blaster.
I'm going to do a backspin.
Move the boombox.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And we were promising something special on Monday, and it's almost here. An Australian radio exclusive. You don't get to say that very often.
No.
Any clues?
Well, I know.
That's not a hand. That's a pretty handy clue, that one, isn't it, when you think about it?
And that's a song that takes a moment for people to go, who's that?
This one's an even bigger clue.
My personal fave.
Yeah, and of course this one as well. So there you go. Daryl Summers on the show on Monday. Now, of course, we caught up with Kylie this morning.
We did, very early this morning. Gee, she's lovely.
Isn't she?
What a lovely person.
I mean, she always comes across as a sweetheart when you see her interviewed on TV. But, you know, there's not a lot of interviews. She's just busy touring most of the time, I think, and recording.
Planning those extravagant shows and the costume changes and all the rest of it. And she's going to be here on Saturday, March 9 at Sir James Mitchell Park.
And isn't it flattering to know that Kylie's sitting there going, I will only speak to Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Isn't it?
That's it. I don't care about anyone else. Kyle and Jackie O, can't be bothered.
Actually, the voice is quite close. This is what happened less than an hour ago.
Hi, this is Kylie.
Oh, g'day, Kylie. It's Clazy, Matt and Kimber here. How are you doing, babe?
Good. How are you?
We're great. Good. Good morning. It's
so great 5 to talk
a.m.
to you.
It's 5 a.m.
Or 5.30, yeah.
It's 5.30 in Perth.
Oh, my God.
That's breakfast radio, though.
I'm looking forward to getting tucked into bed, and you guys probably wish you were still in bed.
That's exactly what we're thinking.
Monday morning, Kylie Minogue, Australian radio exclusive right here.
She was so charming.
Can't
wait to play it.
Cousin Jason, get ready for Monday. We'll be losing.
Oh, he's excited?
Oh. So excited.
Oh, not Jason Donovan.
Well, no. But all next week too, we are going to be giving tickets away to see Kylie's gig and one meet and greet.
Oh, really?
All next week. So you tune in, hear the interview, and you could win tickets to go and see her perform live.
Fantastic. And that's Summer's Night overlooking the Swan there in South Perth.
Yeah.
On Sir James Mitchell Park on Saturday, March 9 is going to be a beauty.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kim. Think quick, win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Look, I know it's pretty early, but who's going to play? Let's go to Canning Vale. Tina, you up for a game?
I'll give it a shot, thanks.
Superstar.
Oh, that's the way. That's all you have to do, Tina, is try. We're going to give you the category and the time limit. We need those correct answers, and you'll get $10 for each one of them. But if you get all, $250.
Wow, lovely.
All right, Tina, here we go. We're going to put 15 seconds on the clock for you.
Okay, that's done.
And your time will start once I've given you the category. Tina, we need you to list 7 Disney movies. Go.
Little Mermaid, Pinocchio, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Bambi, Cinderella, Lion King, Pocahontas, Moana, is that 7?
Well, no, you certainly got 8. We'll just check that they're all Disney.
We're checking they're all Disney. Yes.
Yeah,
I
got lost after the second one. I'm going,
Little
I don't
Mermaid,
which one's...
Pocahontas, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Bambi, Cinderella, Lion King, Pocahontas, and Moana.
Okay, so we're just going into that mode where we're double checking.
Oh, I love the thinking music.
Well, some aren't, some are Disney movies are kids' movies, and some aren't.
While we're talking about this, here's an incredible fact.
Yeah.
Disney have released 413 movies.
You're kidding.
Wow.
And they have got another 81 scheduled. That's an incredible 81. Number. 81 on the way and 413 they've already done.
God, 81 on the schedule. Walt Disney would be turning in his cryogenic chamber, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Amazing.
Tina, do you remember on a Sunday night when you were kids, like settling in for the wonderful world of Disney movies?
Yeah, I do. I used to love that. Yep.
Back me up here, Tina. Back me up.
6:30, I think.
I'm just checking with the adjudicator to see how we went.
Correct.
You did it, Tina.
Fantastic.
Yay, you're going to win.
$250.
And they're all terrific. Thank
you. Yeah, they are brilliant, aren't they?
I love that celebratory music. Nice one, Claire. Well done, Tina. Enjoy your $250.
Thanks so much. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Misunderstood.
You get a finger on the pulse.
I tried.
Kimber Gale.
Guys, there's been a death in the music scene. The Monkees, Peter Tork, has passed away aged 77.
The people say we're monkey around.
This makes you smile.
It does.
Just
to put anybody down.
The Monkees were originally assembled by TV producers specifically for a TV series that aired from 1966 to 68.
Mm.
And the band's popularity grew well beyond the screen, selling over 50 million records worldwide.
The first boy band.
Yeah, with hits like I'm a Believer and, of course, Daydream Believer.
Yep.
And Talk played keyboards, bass, banjo, harpsichord, and other instruments as they went on.
The talk.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, I mean, if you are a Monkees fan and you're into their music, there is a Monkees gig coming to the Astor Theatre on June 16 here in Perth with original members, with Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz. So
Okay.
You'll be able to check out the gig if you want to go and see the Monkees songs.
Because in the early days, I mean, Peter Tork and Mike were the musos, and the other two were actors, because Mickey Dolenz had been, he'd been in Circus Boy. He was a child actor.
Yes.
And Davey was just the cute one.
from Britain.
From Britain, yeah. The little pole. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you want to check out more on that gig or see more about the story of the Monkees, then there's info@mix.com.au.
Wow.
Now, Hugh Jackman's opening performance at the Brit Awards had a cast of thousands, it seemed. He had backing singers, dancers, showgirls performing The Greatest Show, which is the first song from The Greatest Showman. It makes me feel frantic, doesn't
it, really
it
does.
Sound like, because there is so much going on.
I felt that watching the movie. It was like nonstop.
Oh, I'm just going to need a quiet place.
There was so much going on. There were even fire breathers and dancing human pyramids. I mean, it was amazing. And highlights of the night at the Brit Awards also included Pink taking an award for outstanding contribution to music, and she was quite honoured.
To be considered in the same category as David Bowie and the Beatles and Sir Elton and Sir Paul and the Eurythmics and Fleetwood Mac, it's beyond anything my brain can comprehend. Thank you for having me here. It's been an awesome 20 years. Here's a 20 more.
I can understand being astounded by that. Mm, what a level of performance those people are. I mean, just incredible.
In that company.
She's pushing up record sales-wise towards those big names too.
Yeah,
big
absolutely.
Time.
Most of them are pushing up daisies. You with me? All right, move on.
Boom.
And if you think that people just go on Married at First Sight or reality TV shows just to get a gig in radio or TV, you're wrong.
Oh.
Right. Troy Delmarge from last season. He's the guy who brushed his teeth. He was on Married at First Sight. He brushed his teeth with his mouth open so that the toothpaste all falls down his chin.
Good look.
Never seen a person do that before. A grown adult.
Unless they've got rabies.
Yeah. Mm. That's what it looked like.
Rabies.
He was kind of the season dork, and he's now running for Parliament in the electorate of North Sydney.
Of course he is.
I'm sick of the same old politics, and I believe it's time for the next generation to step up. I'll be running as an independent candidate, ready to set a new tone of optimism and hope. I want to be someone who brings the community together and helps inspire the next generation of Australians.
I remember him. I quite liked him.
Did you?
Yeah.
I sort of thought he was like a 13-year-old in a suit.
Yes. Well, he'd be perfect in Canberra.
Absolutely. Yeah. It won't make more sense. Yeah. I'm just relieved.
He'll be Prime Minister.
I'm really relieved because I was hearing rumours about Troy, Matt and Kimber. So that's okay. Don't worry.
Good luck, Troy. That's your daily juice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Quick.
We've got 50 grand and you can win it. Mix 94.5's 50K giveaway with Crown and My Kitchen Rules.
Busy morning with Matt's Hits from Your Hood for Subi just minutes away. In the meantime, we'll go to Yanchep. Morning, Margaret.
Hi, good morning.
Margaret, you've won the $100 Crown gift card.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Now, we want to get you in the running for our 50K giveaway, and you just need to answer a simple true or false question about My Kitchen Rules delivered by one Matt Diktinski.
Are you ready, Margaret?
I am.
Okay, here's your question. Contestants Josh and Austin are father and son. Is that true or false?
It's false. They're brothers.
Yes, what a delicious answer. You've done it.
Well
nice
done.
One.
Delicious. Margaret of Yanchep, good job.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You are in the draw now to win $50,000 and the ultimate luxury crown experience at Crown Perth. And you've got that $100 crown gift card to spend as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Could you do with 50 grand, Margaret?
I'm sure I wouldn't have any problem spending it.
Me neither, darling, me neither.
Yeah, you could blow that very quickly, Margaret. You get your imagination
Thank
going.
You.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
To catch Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, play this.
I'm still standing.
I'm still standing. On Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Your last ever chance to see the legend Sir Elton John here in Perth giving away tickets in the very front rows. Today, it's the front row for the Farewell Tour.
Unreal. And we've got the first person on the line here, Claire in Bull Creek. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. Hi.
Claire, we are going to ask five questions relating to Elton John. You need to keep answering correctly to keep playing. If you get one wrong, we're going to move to the next caller. But if you're the last person standing and you answer question five correctly, you win the front row tickets to Elton John.
Okay.
Okay, Claire, here we go. Question one. What Elton John song... Sorry, I just... What Elton John song features the lyrics, "Say Candy and Ronnie, have you seen them yet?"
Benny and the Jet.
Correct.
Okay, question two, Claire. Multiple choice this one. What year was Elton John inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it A, 1990, B, 1994, or C, 2000?
1994.
Oh, on a roll, Claire. Here we go, question number three.
Hi, Claire.
Finish this Elton John song title. Something about the way
you look tonight.
Oh, Claire, three out of three.
Okay, Claire, question four. Where is Elton John performing at Perth? Yeah, sorry, when he's here in Perth?
HBS Stadium.
Adjudicator.
We need the adjudicator because we've just got to double check because there has been a...
There's so many different...
There has been a change to stadium names. No, unfortunately, it's not technically correct. Sorry, Claire.
Our apologies.
Sorry, Claire.
It's got to be right, so it's fair.
Of course.
Linda in Canning Vale, where is Elton John performing when he's here in Perth?
Oh, the Perth Stadium?
Incorrect. No, it's not called Perth Stadium. Sorry, Linda.
Alan in Averley, where is Elton John performing here in Perth?
HBF Park.
That is correct.
Yeah, it used to be NIB Stadium.
Okay, question number five, Alan. This is it for row one.
Here we go.
Who is Elton John's guitarist? Need an answer.
Dave Johnson.
Davey Johnson.
Just in time, hi. Alan.
We spoke to him last week.
We did.
Wow.
Alan, you did it. You are in the front row for Elton John's gig.
Oh, my God.
How good is it? You will see Davey Johnson real close. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's huge. Thank you so much.
RAC knows maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.